everything I know about what's going on there is from 30,000 feet, so I really don't know. The report says that the coaching staff didn't really know. Now, I would say this. I mean, the person they picked as the interim head coach is the only one that made any sense. You want to know why? He was just put on the staff in January, so he has, that's it. They went with the guy that would have no connection at all to what's going on. That's a good story. Can't wait to talk about that one. That would be great. Joel Embiid.
That is on the docket as well, but I'm saving that.
Northwestern players hire civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump. A former Northwestern football player has retained noted civil rights attorney Ben Crump and a Chicago-based law firm to pursue legal action against the school for hazing incidents that took place within the program. Okay. Crump said in the statement, whether the coaches at Northwestern approved or participated in the harassment of these players or not, they are responsible for allowing and enabling a toxic, disgusting, and damaging culture in their programs. Sadly, our research suggests that this kind of abuse of student-athletes may be far more common on college campuses than we know, but they're pressured to keep it quiet. It's time for a reckoning to protect young athletes. I'm a person who is not a product of the Greek system, all right? The only reason I bring up the Greek system is that over the years everyone knows that, you know, especially in years gone by, hazing was done in the Greek system, right? So I've never been one that had never thought it was logical to have hazing. Now, do I mind that the rookie in the football training camp has to get up and sing his school's fight song? No. Do I mind that the veterans will convince the rookies that they have to buy everybody turkeys at Thanksgiving? Who cares? That's fine. That's nothing, okay? It's something that damages you psychologically that you have a problem with. The fun stuff, hey, get up, sing the alma mater, hey, get up. You know, the freshmen have to do a skid. Hey, the freshmen have to carry the bags. Whatever, okay? That's nothing. I have no problem with that. But it's anything that, because those things don't cross a line. Anything that crosses a line, it's unacceptable. And Northwestern's got a big problem, and they're also coming off a 1-11 season. They're in this 30-day period right now where anybody can transfer because of the change of a coach. But here's the issue. The inns are almost all full. I mean, we're sitting here on July the 17th. Who has openings? I mean, who has openings? Maybe you have one, maybe two openings. But everybody's filled their quota of 85 for the most part. You know, the window opened in May. People transferred. Found their spots. Some programs work their backsides off to see, you know, how creative they could be in creating spots. And I think the Northwestern players, there's going to be a lot of them. I think almost all of them are going nowhere. Right? Going nowhere. But the hazing part, I've never understood, and again, I'm not a product of the Greek system. I've never understood it. Never. And I only bring that up because it's been a part of the Greek system. And I don't see how it promotes camaraderie. I don't see how it promotes a culture. I don't see how it promotes a tightness in a football team. I don't understand any of that. None of it. Don't get it at all. So, and as for the athletic director, I don't know. I don't know the guy at all. I know he wanted to get rid of Chris Collins, and then Collins basically said, no, I think we'll win. So he couldn't get rid of him. The president is only a month to 6 weeks on the job, something like that. So the president has no relationship with anybody there. And that's where we are with all this. And again, I don't know all the details of it. Benjamin Crump, to his credit, has been known to really exaggerate to the point where you sit back and go, really? But, you know, he's an attorney that gets involved and is very passionate about his clients. So, you know, we'll see about that.